Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
And this is Ricky.
And this is JD.
And this is episode 4.
20.
No.
6.
Why did you say 450 the last something? Last time.
No, I didn't. I said 425.
Oh, whatever.
426.
And today is June.
426. JD sucks dicks.
Hey.
Latino uncut ones.
I'm surprised you
in the both ends.
I'm surprised you came up with that after you pulled yourself away from your online shopping instead of doing.
I'm not shopping. I'm window shopping.
Ricky's looking at porn.
And by porn, that is porn.
By porn, he's looking at his bags.
You guys, all right. I'm going to talk about a serious problem that I have.
We need an intervention.
I used to have,
and this is why we can't afford nice shit for the show.
Well, first of all, we do the show for free, and I should not have to pay for anything. So, actually, we still pay. We pay monthly service fees for you to listen to the show, which I really appreciate, because the people that have donated money, that money has gone to the monthly fee that we have. I have this issue. I used to have a problem of where I collected boxes, and I had a whole room just of boxes that things came in. I'm like, I can't get rid of that box because what if I need to return it if I want to sell it? You know, whatever.
Hoarders.
It was very hoarder. It was like to the point where I was actually stacking boxes in the closet where the hot water heater was. So it would become an issue. That's
packaging safe. Boxes.
Yes. Like, so if I bought a camera.
So not like hat boxes, like decorative hat boxes.
If I bought like whatever had a box that it came in, I saved it.
And I bet every pair of shoe has its original shoe box.
No, I didn't do that with shoes. So, it's only like electronics or, you know, something that I was, if by chance I need to give it to somebody, give them the original box. I finally had a breakdown and I got rid of the boxes.
And then you moved and realized how much you needed for your electronics.
Right, because all of them were empty and I could have fucking used them. So
see,
then,
I told you!
And this has been a developing issue probably the past 10 years. But apparently the last year, it has, like, flourished until, like, crazy. And I probably should go to a group. I am addicted to cocaine. Can you believe it? No, that's not true.
We're like, really funny.
What should I say? I'm addicted to gravy because I'm fat. That's better. Cocaine, I'd be a lot skinnier.
Rainbow gravy.
Rainbow gravy?
Gravy rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Same difference.
I hate gravy that video.
Gravy rainbow.
I just showed that to JD today. Oh,
I hate that
He's
shit.
He's just like, what is this?
Oh, my God. This is such the longest drawn out thing to say.
Anyway.
You are addicted to...
Can I say my own addiction, please?
He wasn't going to say it. He was helping you. Now first, say it.
First, it's kind of like, I don't know if I can.
It's like first you're bitching that our phone calls are 5 minutes long, and now we can't even get you to...
This is my show, and I can make
20
it.
Minutes. 20 minutes.
So you guys, I have this issue of like bags, like messenger bags, backpacks.
There's an eye cream for that.
Not ball sacks.
He's addicted to sack.
No. I'm addicted to my own. That's
they make
it.
Ball sack cream too.
But like Timbuktu bags, or I'll go into a store and I'll see a bag on discount. I don't fucking need it, but I buy it because it's only $15.
So has the bag superseded your... obsession with shoes?
Yeah, the shoes hasn't... I've kind of calmed down since I moved to Chicago with the shoes. Because before I moved here, I donated like about 40 pair.
And you also tear your fucking shit up when you're walking on these streets in Chicago.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't wear...
You never have a nice pair of shoes in Chicago.
No. Well, I don't wear any dress shoes. They're all at work in my cabinets. Instead of like my actual like work stuff in my cabinet, it's all shoes. But... there's this one bag. What is it?
My new shoes.
Oh.
You just bought new shoes. I think you texted me that picture.
Are they suede?
Yes.
Huh.
But you can do that in San Diego.
Not you well, can't you can do that here. You can do that
like
here in
purple
Bucktown.
Suede boots
in Bucktown.
Nice. Yeah. So you guys, the past like week or two, I have been looking at this bag that I want, and I'm addicted to bags. But this bag is ridiculously priced. I don't want to say how much it is because it is ridiculously priced.
$600.
It's not that much.
$600.
Not that much.
$599.
Lower.
With 10% tax and then shipping, it's going to be $600.
It's half.
You know what I noticed?
It's my half of the rent.
But you know what
It's actually almost for both.
What I noticed about the taxes is when you order stuff online in Illinois, you don't always have taxes. Because when I was getting my taxes done, they include that, like, an online ordering tax in your state taxes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because, no, because...
State, but what about federal?
Huh?
State? They do
state taxes.
In Illinois?
Yeah. Oh. Like, when you buy stuff off of, like, home.woo, there's no taxes.
Online taxes can be different. There are some states, depends on the state and where they're based out of and where right. you're based out of and what the fee is. But there's legislation that some people, because there was a big legislation that they thought that some people thought that the online people were skirting around like federal laws and stuff because and state laws because they weren't, the tax was less than what they were and they were spending mm-hmm. too much money. And of course, the state then the government says, oh no, we're not getting enough money. But then they lost some battles, they won some battles. But I think mm-hmm. it depends on where they're at. And maybe with things like Woot or whatever, they may put that into the price. Already, because they can do that too. You know, the price that they sell something could include sales tax already.
But the guy that helped me with my taxes said that our state income taxes includes an internet tax that even if you don't buy things online, it's still included like in your tax, like doc, like whatever. You know, they include it in part of your taxes.
Right. So your dilemma is you have a $600 bag you want to buy.
It's not $600.
Which you're trying to save money so you can get your own place with a provider, and it's a month's, your half of rent.
It could be, yes.
No, it would be.
It's a beautiful bag.
If you're looking for
something. It has a lifetime warranty, like 100 years.
If you're looking for something as far as rent price around what we're paying for, it is a half month's rent.
I think it's funny that 100 years you think you'll still be alive.
No, but if you pass it on to another family member, they could also have that guarantee.
Yeah, your kids are not going to be liking that.
It says on the website your kids will fight for it.
No.
You guys, you should go check it out. It's saddlebackleather.com. Look at the classic briefcase. And if you would like to make a donation. No,
I think we should just do a commercial for them. And then you can email it to them
awesome.
To see if they can. A couple thousand listeners listen to this. We just did a commercial for you. Can I get a discount?
And they don't sell them like in stores or anything. They hand make them there. And like when you order it, it takes like 8 weeks to get it because they make it.
Because they have Peruvian children, orphans.
No.
That are blind. And have no feet.
No, they...
And does the leather come from...
And they've never seen the light of day.
It's pig leather.
Or is it... Is it...
Mine's made from cow leather.
Do your research. They're actually a good company that are that's resourceful and like produces jobs and stuff.
You mean it's not like endangered white llama leather?
No.
Seal leather?
No. Mm.
We have some nice anyway. Panda leather in San Diego.
Aww. Hey.
Stop talking about Asians like that.
Woof.
Yeah, just talk about sunburnt Asians like that.
Oh.
By the way, when we were
or sunburned Julians,
when we were no, that would be Ryan's. Oh,
no, Julian's obsessed pandas, with the pandas. Yeah, yeah.
Julian's Asian.
Hi, Julian. No. Oh. He's Frankish.
Like, oh, does he go by panda or something?
He loves
pandas. Oh. Obsessed with.
Too bad they're becoming extinct and almost dead.
I still did not believe. And then this total tangent that it took until this like 4,000th time meeting him to realize
he's
that he. No, that he is not an American citizen at all.
What? Was he illegal?
Rude? No, he's not illegal.
No, it's just, it's a long story, but it's easier for him to be what his status is now than to switch over to be a citizen.
Anyway, who wants to be a citizen?
Anyway.
Boring.
Anyway. Anyway.
I'd always like to be on the
road. Anyway. So what I was going to say was the whole leather thing that Megan, your stepbrother's girlfriend that's kind of crazy.
Yes.
When we were sitting down.
She is. So first
she was
of all,
there.
Hold on.
The one from Florida?
Hold on. No.
Not my real brother's ex-wife.
I said stepbrother. Before you go on to your thing, we were sitting there waiting for everything to start, and she goes, oh, my God, look at that guy. And I go, that's disgusting. She's like, he looks like leather because he was so dark. He was probably like the husband of whatever the tanning bed wife is.
No, I love the fact.
Tanning mom, sorry.
So I love the fact that, you know, I wrote this ceremony. I do it. I'm really nervous. I'm hoping I don't talk too fast, that it wasn't too long. So, of course, I'm obsessing over people telling me that I did a good job. And so I'm like saying, well, how was it, Brad? Really did it, like, honestly, not just talking. Yeah. And then I was like,
well, your mom cried. Your stepfather cried. I cried. But Megan didn't cry, but I think that's because she's a cold-hearted bitch.
we told my mom, too. Who laughed? And we're like,
oh,
yeah,
I love your mom.
True.
I wish I was going to be here for Thanksgiving.
Speaking of family, though, I am a new uncle.
You are?
As of 2 days ago, my brother had a little boy. A second. With his new girlfriend. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's special.
Oh, we love special babies.
What's his name?
It is. It's spelled so fucking like wrong that now I'm having a hard time thinking. His middle name is Aiden. Last name Werner.
Kyler.
Kyler, yes, but it's spelled
like Siler.
C-Y. A-L-A-R. But okay. It's Kyler.
Speaking of new babies, I'm happy for you. But also...
Okay.
No, okay, I have another...
Okay, Kanye.
No, right. Right.
I'm happy for you, but...
people that have been listening for a really long time know my friend Trucker Mike. And And this is Trucker Mike.
Did they just have a baby?
Yeah. They just had another baby.
Oh, another. I was like, that does not look like a new baby.
Well, the one on this side
is
a new baby.
That does not look like a new baby. The one that he's holding in his hands.
Did you see this one?
No. Oh. Oh, my God. That is a small
like,
baby.
They're like hip. They're like not hippies, but they're like all natural and stuff. So she had a baby like in a water bath at home with a midwife and stuff. So just to let you know what he named his first baby. His first baby's name is... About a year and a half, almost 2 years old. Remington Charles Danger Walter.
First of all, I love that name. The fact that it has two middle names and one of them's Danger. Danger is my second middle name.
He's totally smart.
Is fantastic.
That's totally going to get all the chicks.
Well, he said when I first asked him about why he's naming his baby that. He goes, well, weren't you ever a kid when somebody said, stop, it's dangerous. And you're like, danger's my middle name. He's like, that's what I want my kid to say. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, fine.
No, it's fantastic. My mom tried to get me to tell my brother how much we all hated his newborn son's name. And I'm like, Mom, I cannot. On the day that my brother finally shares with me.
It's so bad.
No, I hate the name. There are so many
it's
better.
It's like a weird spelling.
Yes, they made it up. It doesn't.
Were you
it's not
listening?
Even. It's not even phonetic.
No, I heard you to say it, but I don't know how.
It's not even phonetically correct.
Oh.
It's not phonetic. Like no one will say this correctly.
No.
Nope. No one will.
So this child is probably going to kill themselves because.
K-E-Lore.
It's like they're going to call him like Cecil or.
How does it spell?
C, Y A L A R. It's supposed to be Kyler.
So like Siler.
They're going to say Siler or something, but it's supposed to be Kyler, which is a Gaelic version of like Kyle, which I don't think is awful. But if it would have spelled K-I-L-A-R, then that's no different. But yeah. But what's the second one's name?
The second one's name is my favorite because it's totally something that would be on Dallas or, you know.
Well, I don't know. Remington is pretty.
Oh, no. We have a better one. Reginald Wagner. Danger Walter. And Wagner is the last name of my friend Erica, who we just call Wagner. Remember we called her the real country girl? That's who Wagner is.
Who was at a gay bar?
Yes.
Who went
to
the bathroom
to talk.
Yeah.
And then had to leave because it was
too loud. So both of those names look like they should be those animal portraits on the wall.
And I'm probably going to take a picture and then post, like,
the
tag them.
Their kids' names.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's Reginald.
That's totally Reginald right there.
We're pointing to a deer.
And that's definitely antlers. A Remington.
Yeah. Right here.
Remington the walrus. Though he's shown those.
So I am all for
off.
Crazy names. Except mm-hmm. though those names remind me of the type of names that I named my bulldogs when I was in Minnesota. Where you had Sergeant Percival von Wrinklebottom Esquire.
Oh, that's just way too much. That's one name.
Well, they called him Percival.
Oh, it was Percy, but it was Sergeant Percival von Wrinklebottom Esquire. No, there was Mastodon in there too somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
And then the second one was just Professor Galahad Nuggets.
What is all that from?
Professor Nuggets. Us. My ex was crazy. I just wanted to give them
that
English.
Sounds like people that didn't
we
have anything
upgraded.
To do.
Yeah, we both upgraded. He was only worth dating because he made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Hello. So we're going to get off the new baby. Thank our congratulations, Waylon.
Thank you. If anyone has a baby they want to give up,
let us know.
We have room in our back.
Let us know. Email us at jamesroyfm@gmail.com.
I'm about to outdo you.
I have friends
you.
Who want to adopt also. Open adoption.
Mm.
Oh, that's true.
I'm about to outdo you. For
I've
a
seen their page that yes. you posted once.
They'll make excellent parents. I
know. Okay, JD, this is my show. I'm just kidding.
Ricky, can you take it from here? Thank you.
Don't be rude. Don't be rude.
And the show, too. So my brother, who had a baby with his right-now girlfriend, broke up with his right-now girlfriend and started dating another girl, got her pregnant, broke up with her, and went back to his original girlfriend, and the original girlfriend doesn't know the other girl's pregnant. With a girl. And I have 5 nephews in my family. Mm. That's going to be fun in November.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There are they all... Please say they're due at the same time.
No. The
His ex and back again girlfriend is not pregnant.
Right.
But
their baby is 2 years old.
Oh. I thought she was pregnant. They broke up. And then she got another one pregnant. As in they're both pregnant.
No. That would be so much better.
Like if they got, like if they were in the hospital room right next door to each other.
Oh my God!
I will say, and they were swapped,
right?
Oh, big business.
I will. Yeah.
Which I just bought the DVD. Yes.
Yeah, it's in Blu-ray. No, I was gonna say I had the same thought as you because that's how I interpreted what he just said. So it wasn't just you.
Whatever.
No, but because of JD, your friends, you posted that thing on Facebook. I actually went to that website. They don't do anything here in Illinois, but they can. But it's amazing how their out of state costs are. But it's a great website for the open adoption, and their page was really cute, and they look like they'd make great parents.
Very much so.
So.
So all right, we have a few things to talk about on Evernote here.
Yes,
so
what are they?
We need to get better at this segue shit. So we haven't asked the expert.
Segway. Hey. We should do a Segway tour.
What? Oh. What's Evernote? I've never heard of
Evernote
that.
Is a note system. You have to have a Mac computer.
We're not getting paid by them. Don't worry.
It's also an iPhone app. And you can put notes or whatever, and anyone
and
who has access can it updates it live.
Right. So everyone sees what I put in there. Or
what's
well,
in there?
Let's talk about this. What is this whole Ask the Expert from Joe?
So we haven't asked the expert, and we're just going to ask JD because we don't feel like calling
And
anybody.
First of all, yeah. I think Joe is one of the only people who sends us
consistent.
He consistently sends us pictures.
He said it weird.
No, you're just dumb.
No, he said it weird.
All right. Don't be reading ahead.
You need to read it.
He's
no,
thinking about the question
no,
now.
No, he needs to read ahead because reading ahead helps him figuring out a segue.
Did
if you know what you're talking about.
Did you read it?
No.
Well, ask him. Just ask him the question.
So.
Wait, do we have a song? We don't have a song. Not for Ask
no,
the Expert.
No, we just have one for Josh.
No.
But you have to say it like a black southerner from Texas.
I don't know.
Because he doesn't even talk that way.
No.
Yes, Joe does too have a little bit of a southern drawl.
He does.
This is Joe and Miles.
Hi, Joe. Yes, Massa.
He doesn't talk that slow.
No, do not say yes, Massa.
I love you, Joe.
That is racist.
Yes, Massa.
From one brother to
he
another.
Jesus H.
Brothers
Hispanic
from the same mother.
Christ.
So Joe and Dallas, he says, what poppers are the best for personal use, for gentlemen callers, and for drinking?
You drink poppers?
Okay.
Fuck drinking poppers. That shit's nasty.
You drink
So do you do poppers, JD? Have you done them?
In high school. But
really? I never even heard of a popper until I was like 25.
It's called, they were called
Amyl Nitrate.
Rush. Rush.
That was called, yeah, Rush.
Or popper. Video head cleaner.
Yeah. And you did that in high school?
Just tried
like at the
it.
Prom?
Yeah, exactly.
The big, when you were like getting
with my gym teacher, he showed me. Yeah.
That's hot. You're lying.
Did you guys have sex?
Oh my God. There's a story. Please tell us.
I wish I wasn't joking.
Well, how'd it go?
Well, he was a substitute teacher.
Mm-hmm. So that means he was
sandy
kind
blonde
of your
hair.
Age, probably.
Yes, he was younger.
Oh my God, I wish this would happen to me.
Wait, it was at your prom and he was younger?
No, his gym teacher. Oh. He was a younger student, like...
Was it Sandusky?
Ooh.
Shut your mouth.
No, the substitute teacher was a younger teacher, so
oh,
probably
like,
closer
like
to his age.
Like a student teacher
right.
or a... Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Like he was
How
in
did
college.
That start? Like, were you in class? You were just like, hey, what's up?
Did you get hard in the locker room with him?
Can I sharpen my pencil in your ass? I mean, like, how does that work? Tell us. It's a story.
Yeah, how were you...
we want to know from the beginning to the end.
How were you...
Like, try
how did
Bam.
Your predator come after
yes.
you since he was a teacher?
Well, he,
you,
if you
were
play,
the predator.
If you rewind this back... You'll hear me say, I am totally joking.
Oh.
Sorry. I, well, wish,
I, you said,
I said I wish I was not joking.
Oh, I thought you said I wish
I
was, I
was not
joking.
Lying. I thought you said I wish I was not lying.
I wish I was not.
To think of good stories.
Never mind.
Sorry. Wah, wah.
The favorite one in Indiana when I was growing up was called Jungle Juice, which
oh.
I don't think it is made anymore.
There's a big dog in there somewhere.
No, that was your...
That's your provider.
Laughing.
He's, oh!
Is he in the other room?
Yeah. He's
oh, my God.
He refuses to be on the show. He's watching Serenity, which is a great show, by the way.
Which, the other day, he goes, I want to finish watching Felicity. And I'm like, wait, you're watching Felicity, but you said the X-Files was too old? Because I wanted to start watching the X-Files. He's like, this is too old. I'm not watching this. And he goes, I want to watch Felicity. And I'm like, really? You're watching Felicity on Netflix? And he's like, yeah.
So Felicity did poppers. Maybe we should call her for the Ask the Expert.
Sorry. So poppers.
That's why she cut off all her hair.
We don't have... Probably so. It probably burned up from it being
exactly.
spilled on it. Sorry, we do tangents on the show, so please tell us about your poppers
experience. He listens.
Experience.
He knows.
Tell us about your poppers experience.
Just... No big deal. I mean, it wasn't during sex. It was just...
I've done it during dancing before.
Yeah.
Did any of your partners do poppers?
No.
James Leroy, has any of your partners done?
Yes.
Well, let's hear about it.
Not anymore.
It's not me.
Yeah, no, it's not you.
No, my ex of 9 years tried it like on our first date, and I was like, no.
Your first date? Really? You slept with him the first date?
No, but he had him in his car, and he did it for some reason. And but I did
you were in the car with him?
We were going bar hopping, and at
oh,
one point,
okay.
I went in the car with him, and we were making out and stuff.
And then he did poppers, and he started kissing you again.
Yes, and I'm like, one, I can taste it. Two, I'm not too sure how I feel about someone has to use poppers to make out with me. So...
Exactly.
So if you have to do something like to make out with me or have sex, but let's just put those away.
Excuse me while I do this line of coke real quick.
Right. It's kind of how I felt. So even during other sex, he goes, well, do you want to, like, you know, when you actually do it? I'm like, no, because I kind of feel like you have to do this in order to have sex with me, and that doesn't make me feel good. So no.
That's how I felt.
Aww. It was a lot different, though, because that person was pouring it all over themselves.
What?
He had a lot of video head to clean.
He sure did.
He did not have a lot
he
of video
sure
head.
Did. No, he did.
No, he did oh. not have a lot of video head.
He maybe had a lot of video.
But not a lot of head. No, he did not pour it over himself. Poor we were joking thing. Around because we saw the popper booth at IML, and I looked at Ricky and I go, I know someone who would like that. And then I mimicked him opening the bottle and just like dumping it all over
no,
him.
No, we looked at him.
No.
We are awful people. We need to delete that out.
No, I'm not going to fucking delete it. Deal.
Whatever, Mandy.
When we post it in 2016.
Whatever, Mandy.
Yeah, no, he can fucking deal.
Isn't that her name? From the first show?
No.
Oh.
That is... No.
Oh. Damn it. What's
Mandy's
her name?
The girl that we met at Garcia's.
Oh, but what's the girl's name? For the...
I don't want to say names. We don't say names on new shows.
That's why it was funny. Because it was a second show. Holly.
No. You have to take it out.
Why? This second show.
About it.
Yeah, but I don't want to say people's names.
But does she do poppers?
Tony thinks it's funny.
Apparently Tony does.
No, Holly does not do poppers.
Does Tony do
poppers?
I don't
know a Holly.
Does Tony do poppers?
No.
Does he do
poppers? Wait, no. Poppers? Do you do poppers?
No. I have done them, but I don't do poppers.
Have you, Waylon?
No.
Actually, I
actually, I might, be a, I might be a better bottom if I did.
You would. You would.
So, who wants to go buy poppers with me?
Oh, I have some in my bag.
Oh, yeah, Mr. I don't do poppers.
Which bag?
My colostomy bag.
With,
no, the last time I did poppers, I poured them all up my nose and it went down my throat. Oh. And I thought I was going to have to call poison control.
Oh. So we have a lot of different age range in listeners. And yes. My question for the listeners is how do you make a colostomy bag sexy? Like if you're
big
trying...
fatty.
If you're,
bedazzle.
Anti-Vera Charles.
Sequence.
I mean, if you're trying to seduce someone, it's like a one-night stand or whatever, you have a colostomy bag. I mean, a girl's still got to get some. How do you make that sexy? Like, how do you approach the conversation?
You bedazzle it.
Like, I want to know.
No, you manjazzle it.
Or you wrap it with friendship bracelets.
Oh, you mean like those plastic rubber bracelets from like the Lance
like
Armstrong
double
ones?
Right, yeah, you do those.
JD.
But they're brown for colostomy bags.
JD's mouth is like gaping open and his hands over his head going, I can't believe they're talking about that.
Have you ever hooked up with somebody with a colostomy bag? Microphone.
That would be a no.
I think you're lying. Tell us the story.
No, but
well, it was high school.
So one time I was in high school and my substitute gym teacher who had a colostomy bag made me do poppers.
So, but if, okay, so let's say one of your hot straight Navy boys came over in his fatigues and you were doing whatever. But if you found out that he had a colostomy bag, would it be like a mood killer? Like, would you stop and say, no?
Or would you do poppers and accept it?
Or do you just move it to the side? Like, what would you do?
Squeeze it all back in him.
Oh. What would you do? What would you do?
I would probably be a gracious host, but oh, God. I don't know.
What? I don't know how I would react to that. I'm like, what the fuck is sticking on your side, out of the side of you or whatever?
I think I'd be nice.
But would you go all the way?
Well, I guess it would depend on what you're doing. Like,
would you put the pin on?
I know. Honestly, here's the thing. It would be much easier to do the actual full penetration sex with that versus you going down and blowing someone with the bag right here.
I'm just wondering, like, if it touches you, if it's, like, all warm.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be. Unless it's one of those, like, insulated bags.
So the question for the listeners,
like,
best show ever.
What is the question?
We want to know your stories about your sexual experiences involving colostomy
and even
bags.
If it's not a real one, we want to hear it.
Or...
What would you do?
Oh,
fuck. I'm getting too excited. Oh.
What would you do if you had a nice tryst that all of a sudden you realize your partner had a colostomy bag? Obviously, I think it's different if your partner ended up having to have one because of medical issues, because you've already been there, done that, and you probably already helped wipe his ass at one point during the medical procedures processes.
And don't you think that would be something someone would mention before things started going that way?
Don't take my pants down. I got a glass in a bag.
But even if someone did, though, would you take someone home?
It's not like they had like a
that
fate,
when
fate
you're eye fucking when you're eye
something.
Fucking at the bar, like when you gave your, well, how do you pick someone at the bar? And you're like, well, you know, you just kind of know from getting them, like, that one I'm going to go with, and you're going to go get that one, and you do the eyes and whatever, right, whatever, yeah, whatever. If you're about ready to walk in there and goes, oh, I got a colostomy bag. Are we still good? Would you be like, no?
Like, how would? See, that's hard.
I honestly think it would maybe go, well, I don't know if we can do it now, but we're going to cross the street to the coffee shop because I've got lots of questions.
Right. So we, I actually did not know this, but James Leroy Brad showed me how to actually go on as a user to the Foul Monkeys podcast page. I didn't know we could do this, But a lot of people had messaged us on there, but I didn't know there was messages waiting for us. So we have this one dirty boy who hasn't asked the expert question.
Oh.
His name is Mike Sippy, and I just want to read what we have going on here. And then he has another question, too. But nice stuff, guys. I found you guys in catching up on your podcast. Have you ever covered anything like this? When you're dating, when you're dating,
he's JD just from reading it is almost about ready to vomit.
When you're dating more than one guy and you have a lunch date with one, hook up, then a dinner date with another, but you don't have time to shower, do you just laugh at the second guy licking off the jizz from the first one or stop him from licking?
You find a way. That's rude.
You just keep the pointers. Pointer sister. Pointer sister just came out on JD. That thing was like, rude. No, rude.
That finger, is a total finger, straight guy move. Don't do that shit. Straight guys do that to girls all the time. Sorry, ladies, but they do.
Aw. So then he, so that's the, sorry, we don't do that. You find time to shower.
There's a way.
Or take some wipes or something.
Or
baby
do it in the shower
something.
With the next guy.
But it's a dinner date.
But he's going to be licking it off at some point, so that dinner date's turning to something else, so you get done with dinner, you go home and shower.
It's called dessert.
At the restaurant.
Ricky, yeah. You're so nasty.
I think Ricky has done this his single Chicago days.
Not Chicago. Florida, probably. No Chicago. I always lick found it. Time to shower in Chicago. I didn't have a job lick for 5 months.
Oh, that was right in the microphone.
Lick it up. That was in Florida. So I messaged him back, and he said, hey,
he
Ricky.
He didn't tell all the listeners that he came to Chicago to visit you, though.
Hmm? He did?
I'm kidding.
I was like, I don't remember that story. Fuck.
So then I messaged him back. He said, hey, Ricky, thanks for the message. I started listening to you the last week, which this was on June 16th. So that's pretty recent.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he started with the new episodes, or did he go back from the beginning
again? I don't know. He didn't say.
Because these people who start back at the beginning and
I'm
think
sorry.
That we're all
why
still
do that?
The same people.
And in Florida and like in 2007. Okay. Hey, Ricky, thanks for the message. I started listening in last week. As a monkeyhead sippy cup, I was searching on monkeys for things to like. So I guess he likes everything monkeys. And luckily found you guys. I like you guys going in the background on days I don't feel like working. Wait, so...
He likes listening to us in the background.
Right. It's like having fun people hang out with you in your office. I will give you a 5-star review. Still hasn't happened. And then he goes, okay, I just thought of another question. Total opposite of the other. I'm really bad at the eye contact telling if a guy is interested. Oh, we have an expert here. Because didn't you say that, you know, it's when you give the guy the eye? So you're the expert, right? Prime example. I met a guy at a party, was kind of drunk, no idea he was into me. And when he started kissing me for a second, I thought, is he clearing my airway?
How much were you drinking?
Does he think I'm choking on cheese?
Famando cheese.
Then his hand grabbed my ass and I figured it out. To be fair, since you're looking at a weird picture, I'm also on Bear 411 and used to chat with... Oh...
Wasn't me.
Oh, we have a past. Someone at this table has a past.
Yeah, I'm sure it was you.
To be fair, since you're looking at a weird picture, I'm also on Bear 401 and used to chat from time to time with one of your super sweet guys. I'm blah, 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 so you can see who you are talking to. Great chatting, Rick. Have a great weekend, and thank you for all the podcasts.
Rick.
Mike. Also known as, we won't say his real name.
Is someone going to pull this up for me? Since obviously you are all throwing me under the bus.
Oh, and then he goes, I just realized the second one isn't a question. I am so hungover, please pardon me, and my spelling. So how do you know when a guy is interested? What are the signs, and how do you work it?
Well, one, his... Oh, yes.
Told you.
Well, no, we chatted. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, actually, there were very few people I actually hooked up with. That was one of the part of the problems in finding dates in Chicago because I refused to put out. And then
you
so people.
To go out with you?
Ricky, shut
I
up.
Didn't put out so people wouldn't go on dates because they knew that I wasn't going to put out on the first date or that wasn't what I was looking for. So whatever. Okay. Anyway, I would say that if you're gonna, you can open it. it's not really that difficult because, you know, if you have eye contact with someone and you're actually looking at people's eyes when you're talking,
like, keep the eye contact.
You gotta, yeah, you got to keep it. But I mean, you can't be socially awkward, and when someone gives you eye contact, you can't always like look away like you're shy.
Right.
A couple times it's cute because you're like, oh my God, someone, he's staring back at me. Well,
and there's no harm in saying hello to someone.
No, and then when you know that you know each where each other are the entire time, you know, in the room.
Exactly.
You eventually have to walk up and say, yo.
Yeah.
Like,
look number three. I mean, that's green light. Go.
And I don't know, your story, you must have been really drunk if you went from eye contact, pushing it aside, to him with his tongue down your throat.
And hand on your ass.
Yeah. That's some major eye fucking you were doing. So you must be doing something right. James, you're quiet. Brad.
No, I was letting you guys talk.
The other direction. Oh, those synthetic quirks don't like the... Ricky's getting more booze. His super sweet barefoot Moscato.
Sissy. Sorry if you can hear that.
So do you have any other pointers for eye fucking...
Like we said earlier, just remain with your eyes locked, and you know, if he's looking back at you, and you know,
and his dick's hard,
a smile, yeah,
he probably wants it.
You know, come on,
yeah,
come on,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just those are one of those things, especially like in a bar, that time where like you lock eyes and you just know it's gonna happen.
But it's not okay if you're at a straight bar and it's your dad doing that to you. It's not okay.
Not in Chicago.
There are so many things I want to say, but I think they might make people cry.
Oh. We have some more messages on the Facebook group. Do you want to read the one from Allie, or should I? I'll read it since you don't have it up.
I have it up. Well, you asked for feedback on the website. Love the website. It was pretty clean. It has pretty clean lines, very visually appealing, and easy to navigate. I am never more than three clicks from what I want. The copy as well. The copy is well written.
Thank you.
With a nice mix of biographical facts, humor, and quotes. Good job, guys. The bios are adorable. I giggled and then felt a strong urge to give James Roy a hug.
Aww.
She found you.
I love, love, love the podcast. Just a little editorial note regarding Ricky's bio. APA in AP style has Southwestern Virginia as corrected for the area. See, I learned something while a student in Radford.
Which we lived in the same city. She hasn't answered me back. I want to know if we lived there at the same time.
Southwestern Virginia can cause some confusion with the southern portion of West Virginia, of course. I am probably the only person in the universe that will notice it. I'm always very quick to point out that I am not from West Virginia. You guys are awesome. Thank you for taking the time to entertain me.
I am not from West Virginia either, and I will say that to my grave. They are fucking weird. Thank you, Allie, for sending us the message.
Yes.
And thank you for... Sorry it took so long to answer you back, but I didn't know, you know, that we could.
Hey, at least we can. Our website's actually more interactive for once.
Let's see here. What we got going on?
We do have another voicemail, which apparently is the one that made James LeRoy piss himself.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Oh, let's play... Yeah.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
Phone call.
Fucking phone calls. As I try to pull it up, hold on. Just give me a second.
Oh, you could have done that while I was doing the intro.
Yeah, I was doing that during the intro.
Oh my God, this is the awkward moment that usually happens when Ricky's in charge.
That's what happens, so yeah, I should probably play it now.
Hey there, guys. This is Scott, a.k.a. Seder69, of the Seder Sphere podcast. I'm just going to tell you how much I love y'all and your show, and it's so great. And Ricky, I sent you a gift. It's in the freezer. I sent you a Klondike bar. So run. Go to the freezer. Get your Klondike bar. Go ahead. Run. Is he gone? All right, Waylon. Come on. Come over to my show. You don't deserve that abuse. He doesn't like theater, baby. You and I, we love theater, and he's a plebeian. And doesn't get it. So I'm going to abduct you. And I'm going to drive to Chicago. And I'm going to grab you and bring you back to California. Yeah. Oh, Ricky's back. Ricky. Oh, hi, Ricky. How are you? Oh, yeah. I love you so much. You mean love everything I love, like theater and hockey and role-playing games. Oh, we'd be the best buds. Waylon, I meant what I said. Until next time, this is the Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
First of all, I love the hateful look that Ricky was giving the entire
Because first
call.
Of all, I don't like Klondike bars, so you're going to have to find something better than that to get me away from this table.
Hey, he's smart to do it with food. Because you almost did look in the refrigerator.
I already looked in the refrigerator.
That's how you found the wine.
So no, I was looking for something sweet, and I saw a smashed up motherfucking ice cream sandwich.
It was sad.
You're not taking my co-host.
First of all, I loved his little freak out at you when you mentioned about how Tony made you happy, look at the stuff. He's like, no, and like went off. How dare you jump on the bandwagon? You don't like theater, and you're like, the provider's name is Tony. And yeah, however, I do know the Tonys are today. But yeah, I'm not watching them. I'm talking about my boyfriend.
So it was a Google Voice thing. Can I read the thing?
Sure.
So it says, "Hey there, guys. This is Scott AKC, the 69 of To See If Your Podcast. I'm just calling to see how much I love you on your show and so great in Ricky's Wernicle Sensual Kisser."
Oh, what?
Wonderful Sensual Kisser.
No, Wernicle.
Wonderful.
Wernicle.
It's in the freezer. I sent you a callback. Art someone run. A couple of things are going to need to contact Parkway, right? My bad. If you can, right? Wayland.
Even Google gets it wrong. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come over my show. Ooh. Your group deserve better things. He doesn't like your baby. You and I would love to see if you're in his sleepy and it doesn't get it. So I'm going to a book she wasn't, and I'm going drop leave to Chicago and going to grab you and bring you back to California. Yeah, but okay, alrighty. Back when can you call? Hi, Ricky. How are you? It's you know, I love you so. What you mean everything to men. Thanks for the great podcast. So glad to, you know, love everything I love to hear and hockey and role-playing games. I will be there. Yes, but that line, I can. I sent it. So next time, I was trying to catch you later. Bye-bye.
I think, didn't we say once that we were going to do those all with like the Masterpiece Theater music mm-hmm. in the background?
Not everybody calls that number. Some people call the 206 number, and then some people call the Google number. So. Yeah,
this is why I was laughing so hard, because I was reading along while he was acting the voicemail.
It was Google gets it all fucked up.
Well, Sater, I appreciate your
offer. What do you say?
That you should call me sometime.
And no.
Maybe I'll
ask written permission from Ricky Burton.
First of all, you may own this show, but you do not own me.
And we'll see about that.
And this equipment is at my fucking house. We are going to do a spinoff show.
What?
With this equipment. And I don't care if my microphone goes out.
Oh, I can't mute.
Beam, and you'll hear me in the other one. I'll just create my own show while you're not here, since your recording equipment are here. And I'll just figure a way to call Sater, and we'll do our own.
Mm. Go ahead, figure it out.
So I think we should figure out this last phone call.
Can I read this by Ed Chan, who left this message on the Facebook real quick before we did that? Ed Chan says, "Hi, Ricky, James, and Waylon." You put the correct person first.
And I'm in the middle.
"Hope you guys had a great Pride week. I have something to send to the Foul Monkey Studios."
By the way, I would assume this is Bear Pride, because this was June 12th if this was sent.
When was Bear Pride?
Memorial Day last week of May.
No, he's talking about Pride Week. I don't know. Let's read it.
Oh my god.
Let's read it.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
"Hope you guys have had a great Pride Week. I have something to..." Well, it's probably different in every place, location. "I have something to send to the Foul Monkey Studio that's Pride Weekend related, although our local version is only going to happen at the end of the month. You can also give me, or can you also give me a P.O. Box address instead if you want to keep the studio location anonymous? between NPR and TED Talk podcast.
Location.
Right. This is one of the people that started.
Whoa, James.
Between NPR and TED Talk podcast, I'm up to episode 312 of Foul Monkeys, and I'll be current soon enough. Loving the audio journey and can't wait to get to Chicago and get current with your latest episodes. Hugs, Ed. So that's a person that started out in the beginning. I'm sorry, Ed. 312 shouldn't... No, I was still in Florida then.
Yeah, because we had...
When did we start? 400?
We had our 400th episode was right near the beginning. Right, we were preparing for it.
Okay. So, thank you, Ed, for listening. Have you left us a 5-star review? I don't think so. So do that. And we'll look forward to your gift.
Did you send him our address then?
I sent him my address because I don't have your address available.
Oh.
I have it. It is.
Kind of like when he actually gave his address.
Oh my God. And that no was one hilarious. Caught
it
until
afterwards. And it's like.
It was Lauren Ghost. From the background.
Did you just give her address away?
I'm like, oh, fuck, I did. All right, we have a phone call?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, you foul-ass mothers. This is RC calling from Madison. Just wanted to say I hope you guys had a good weekend, and can't wait for your next show. I actually was going through withdrawals, so I had a... download some of your older episodes, and I even went so far back that I recorded an episode with Julian. I don't know, I haven't really listened to it yet, but I was just kind of like, whoa, that's pretty far back. So anyway, I can't wait to hear your new show, and have a good week. Bye guys.
He was totally taking it in both ends.
Somebody had a ball gag.
Yes, those are old shows. But, you know, they're there. You can listen to them. Eventually, I'll get to the point of where I'll just take them off.
No, you won't.
Probably not.
Because
that's like work.
Right.
Especially when people are like, I started listening at the crying episode. My favorite episode's the crying episode.
Oh, people are asking. They keep messing me. What number is the crying episode? I'm like, you need to go back and listen.
No.
I'm not telling anybody.
How dare you put people through that torture?
I am not telling anyone what the number is.
We're going to find that number.
Good luck.
Professional crier, I know you know the number. Please let us know.
Professional crier probably does know because she's professional at crying.
Yes.
JD, do you know what the crying episode is? Have you heard about it?
387.
No. Do you know what it's about?
I have no idea.
That's when you cried when you listened because it was so awful.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That is an episode where me and my boyfriend Cedric, we had broken up and I had to tell everybody on the podcast. And it was emo, cut yourself, I want to die if I listen to this episode.
Aww.
Yeah. And people keep asking because I guess they want to hear me cry.
Had you just broken up?
Yes.
Oh.
Actually, it had been something I dealt with for like 2 weeks and I hadn't talked about it. So then I had to record because I didn't record for a long time. And then I recorded and then I had to like do it like 7 times.
Oh my.
Yeah. I should have kept every single recording just so I can play it over and over again. Because it's kind of ridiculous
now.
Just so we
can give it out to those special podcasters that like contribute and we would email it to them.
Yeah, see, I think we need to create a iPhone app and that's the special content.
That could
for
be.
The paid version.
There's just a section of like the Ricky crying section.
You get the crying Ricky ringtone.
It was
an ugly cry.
It was very ugly cry and I had to do it by myself. I couldn't do it with like my friend Nicole or anything around, so. Yeah. So are we good? Wait, we got some, there's something else on Evernote here. Did you erase stuff? On here?
No.
Okay, I guess I'm doing it.
Panera Bread, pay what you can.
Yeah, have you guys seen this? The Panera Bread over off Broadway and Diversity? Do those streets cross?
We don't go there in that neighborhood. Okay. So.
There's the Panera Bread there. There used to be like a Borders Books and all that stuff over there.
Division.
No, it's not Division. It's in the north side.
Anyway.
Division goes east-west, right?
Just tell your story.
Anyway, Panera Bread, we're... Huh?
That was me.
Oh.
Totally sounded like Tony, though.
I did. There's three stores in the United States of Panera Bread, and they have went from a regular money-making Panera Bread to a pay-what-you-can Panera Bread.
What?
Yeah. So it's like community-based. So you go in and you pay for your food. If you can afford more, you put some in the donation box. If you can't afford as much, you put what you can. If you can't afford the food, then you volunteer 1 hour of your time to work there, and you can eat there for free.
Interesting.
So what they have found is since they've placed these three throughout the United States, that they're actually making a profit from these stores. And what they're doing is the people that they're that volunteer for an hour, they send them to a training unit so they can like train on a job or whatever, and then they turn around and hire them in their other stores.
Interesting. That's kind
cool?
of a great
It's called
concept.
Panera Gifts is what it's called.
Interesting. Interesting.
Isn't that cool? That would totally make me just go there and I would pay more to have the food there. Even though I think it's already
pretty expensive.
But there's no prices. There's no prices on the... I mean, there's suggested prices, but... You know, you pay what you can, which I think is awesome for two reasons. In the wintertime, when people are, you know, the homeless people, when they're hungry and they want to stay warm, I'm sure they'll work so they can stay warm. Second of all, the kids that are out of school during the summer who have no food, it's a good place for them to go to eat, you know, to have at least one meal a day.
No, and it's for the cynical people, I guess it's good to hear that they're making money because a cynical person would assume that people would take advantage of it and wouldn't pay and... Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. So it's interesting that that's not really the case. And either that or there's some really generous people who are going in and paying so much extra that it's making up for the people who are, you know, paying a dollar for three sandwiches and a cookie.
Right. Do you know where Tom and Terry live, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's there. Like
I thought
corner.
That's near us.
No, it's kind of near Lakeshore Drive. Well, but south, it's more south of you guys.
Okay.
What is the name of the... I can't think of the street. But anyway, I think we should all go Lawrence. There. If you're a local listener, you should go there.
Lawrence.
Oh, is it Lawrence
by the
Broadway?
Riviera?
No.
There's no Panera over there.
There was a Borders that you talked about, though.
No, that's on Broadway and Lawrence.
That's a Borders that he talked about closing. There's also a Borders at Broadway and Division that closed, too.
But Division is too far close to the city. It's what... north.
Tony, Google it.
We're doing the show, and we're ending on 50 minutes right now.
50?
Yes.
Fuck. Okay. I'm gonna find it right now.
Oh, my God. Put it in the liner notes.
What else do we have to talk about?
Minutes.
Anything else?
Nothing. Goodbye.
No. Pride 48. We're supposed to talk about Pride 48. We need to talk about JD.
Pride 48, you need to, listeners, come. JD should come visit us. Everyone should come. It's fun. You can meet other podcasts. If you haven't listened to, it's a great place to... check them out, meet them, which gets you kind of excited to go listen to their stuff. We won't be as hot of a mess this year, and we will try not to be as hungover this year.
Or sick.
JD, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Although you didn't talk much this episode. It's in Lakeview.
I think it's also because we talked a lot and didn't actually ask him anything.
We did
besides colostomy bags.
Yes. We talked about poppers with him.
Oh, we did talk about poppers.
So that reminds
me. That's just how long the show is.
So really, let us know about your experience with colostomy bags and sex, especially if it was picking someone up and you saw it had one.
Can't wait for that one.
Or what would you do? And I don't know if we need to hear the popper stories.
Like your most crazy popper story.
We only want to hear it if like you have some homemade built leather mask where you put the poppers in. So they're always there while you're doing something.
Is that your fantasy?
No, I knew someone who had one.
Oh, okay. Knew someone. His ex.
No.
No, my ex.
Wow.
It's funny because it's true.
Because it's not true.
Pride 48, you know, we don't want you to go there. So please go there.
Yep, and we're going to be talking about doing some live shows soon, so we'll keep you abreast of that.
We need to talk about that tonight. We need to make a decision
tonight. We need to shut the fuck up and end this so we can talk about it.
All right, we got to go.
It's late.
They're freaking.
This is James Roy.
This is Waylon.
Bye.
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 That's JD.
That was me.
Goodbye. Give them your number just in case someone wants to date you.
I'm in San Diego. If you like to give me a call, it is...
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.